I invite you to take out of your bulletin the insert, which is our scripture reading for today. This is selections from Exodus chapters 7 through 12, and it says 7 through 11 in the bulletin, but I made a mistake there. This is the story of Moses' encounter with Pharaoh. And Moses has been commissioned by God to tell Pharaoh to let the Hebrew people go out of slavery in Egypt. And so then we have this lengthy encounter or series of encounters between Moses and Pharaoh, starting even earlier than this in chapter 5. And today we're going to be reading a condensed version of this. We're not reading five chapters. We're reading this condensed version, and it takes us through all 10 of the plagues. And Kathleen and I are going to be reading the descriptions of the plagues, and then we're asking you to take part and to read the parts that are in bold, which is Pharaoh's response. So here now, plague number one. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you to say, let my people go so that they may worship me in the wilderness. But until now you have not listened. See, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall be turned to blood. The fish in the river shall die. The river itself will stink, and the Egyptians shall be unable to drink water from the Nile.' But the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. So Pharaoh's heart remained unhardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said." Plague number two. Thus says the Lord, "Let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with frogs. The river shall swarm with frogs. They shall come up into your palace, into your bedchamber and your bed, and into the houses of your officials and your people, and into your ovens and into your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come up on you and on your people and on all your officials." Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord to take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." And the Lord did as Moses requested. The frogs died in the houses, the courtyards, and the fields, and they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank.
But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart and would not listen to them. Plague number three. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and gnats came on humans and animals alike. All the dust of the earth turned into gnats throughout the whole land of Egypt.
But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them.
Plague number four. Thus says the Lord, "Let my people go so that they may worship me. For if you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you, your officials and your people, and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be filled with swarms of flies, so also the land where they live."
But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also, and would not let the people go.
Plague number five. Thus says the Lord, "Let my people go so that they may worship me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, the hand of the Lord will strike with a deadly pestilence your livestock in the field, the horses, the donkeys, the camels, the herds, and the flocks."
But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he would not let the people go.
Plague number six. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take handfuls of soot from the kiln and let Moses throw it in the air in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become fine dust all over the land of Egypt and shall cause festering boils on humans and animals throughout the whole land of Egypt."
But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh,
and he would not listen to them.
Plague number 7. Moses stretched out his staff towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire came down on the earth. The hail struck down everything that was in the open field throughout all the land of Egypt, both human and animal. The hail also struck down all the plants of the field and shattered every tree in the field. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said to them, "This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord. Enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go. You need stay no longer." So Moses stretched out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain no longer poured down on the earth.
But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned once more and hardened his heart. And he would not let the Israelites go.
Plague number 8. Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land. The locusts came upon all the land of Egypt and settled on the whole country of Egypt, such a dense swarm of locusts as had never been before, nor ever shall be again. They covered the surface of the whole land, so that the land was black, and they ate all the plants in the land and all the fruit of the trees that the hail had left. Nothing green was left, no tree, no plant in the field in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh hurriedly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Do forgive my sin just this once, and pray to the Lord your God that at the least he remove this deadly thing from me." So he went out from Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. The Lord changed the wind into a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. Not a single locust was left in all Egypt.
But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go. Plague number 9. Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was dense darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. People could not see one another, and for 3 days they could not move from where they were. But all the Israelites had light where they lived. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go, worship the Lord. Only your flocks and your herds shall remain behind." But Moses said, "You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings to sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us."
But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was unwilling to let them go. Plague number 10. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his officials and all the Egyptians, and there was a loud cry in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead.
Then he summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Rise up, go away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks and your herds and be gone.
And bring a blessing on me too. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.